Letters from God and His Christ, Volume 1. Remember the Sabbath, and your God, and He shall remember you. February 24, 2005, from the Lord our God and Savior. A letter given to Timothy, for he and his wife, and for all those who have ears to hear.
Thus says the Lord, Timothy, write these words concerning the Sabbath, the seventh day of each week. Saturday is the day you shall remember and keep holy. Yes, you shall keep it holy and rest. You shall do no work on this day, neither shall your children, nor any guest in your house. You may, however, do all works in the Lord, even all things which are good and fruitful in my eyes. Yet from doing your own pleasure, depart, and from your own works, rest on my holy day. Walk not in your own way, but walk with me in mine. Rest in me, and remember, for in this you honor me, and shall surely be blessed. You shall be prepared for the Sabbath by sunset, on the day before, ceasing from all your works as I have commanded you. You shall remember and honor my Sabbath, from waking until sunset, for the Lord is the light, and you now live in the light. Therefore, you must keep the Sabbath holy, for you dwell in the light. And during the hours in which the light shines, you shall honor me and rest. For night is coming when no one can work. Yet you, Timothy, shall work. And in the midst of deep darkness, you shall serve. And in you shall I shine bright. And you shall be as a beacon for my people. Timothy, you shall pray 3 times, and 7, and offer up worship. My son, speak of me, and declare my name the whole day through. And when others draw near, speak to them also. Testify of my passion on the Sabbath day, and blow the trumpet, for my kingdom comes. Yes, even on the Sabbath day, and in the day of the Lord which comes quickly, shall you do the work called of you by the Lord. Lo, even to do battle in the name of the Lord, on this day, is well and good, for you fight for the Lord, for I am also the Lord of the Sabbath. Behold, I am Lord over all the earth. Then shall the final Sabbath day come, for it is the seventh, when God's creation shall rest, the 1,000-year day of the sun, the kingdom. Behold, the entire world shall rest from their evil doings. Indeed, many things shall be put to rest in the seventh day, even death in the grave, and evil shall be far removed, and destruction shall have no place. For it is written, They shall not hurt, nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the water covers the sea. Therefore pray always that you may be counted worthy to enter in, that you may come to abide in the sanctuary of God. Beloved, go now, and honor your mother and father also, for keeping my commandments is well and good on the Sabbath day, also making time for your own family. Is well and good on this day. For I also made the Sabbath for my servants, and for their families, that all might have joy, and love one another in my presence. For all those who remember the Sabbath, honor me, and all those who rest on the Sabbath, rest in me. For I had set the seventh day apart, and sanctified it, even from the beginning. Thus I shall rest with those who honor me, and my company shall they keep. Behold, the sun shall be in their midst. Yes, my children, go and play and give thanks to your God, for this day is for you. And by keeping it in love and with thanksgiving, do you honor me and give me glory. For I long for my children to be with me where I am. I am eager to return them to the garden, that we may once again walk together in the cool of the morning, our joy fulfilled. Therefore, remember the Sabbath, and I shall remember you. Bless the Sabbath, and I shall bless you, and love one another, even as I have loved you. Put away your works, look not to the cares of this world, and let go of your worries on the Sabbath day. Rather let your thoughts dwell upon your God and Savior, and consider. Yea, let your mind be filled with wonder and awe over the works of His hands. Spare yourselves the weight of all these troubles, and put down the burden of this world, for just one day. For I tell you, the 6 other days of the week
carry enough cares and troubles of this world to overcome you. Therefore let me, on the seventh, heal you, and give you rest from all which you suffered in the six gone before. For even the Lord your God, creator of heaven and earth, rested on the seventh day. So then bear your cross 6 days, and let the Lord carry it on the seventh. Rejoice and be merry, for this is my will for you. Then when evening comes, and the sun sets below the horizon, you may again return to that which you choose to take up, whether it be the plow or the shears. But do not take up your hand in sin, and be especially wary of those who sin on the Sabbath day, for it is holy. My gift to you. Why, O peoples of the earth, do you forsake it and cast it away, as if the devil had laid it upon your doorstep? My people, honor your God, and take pleasure in his Sabbaths. Offer up thanksgiving, and in all things give me glory. For the day is coming, and is nearly upon you, when the rightful king shall rule, and his kingdom shall be a Sabbath, even 1,000 years. His reign forever and ever. Thus has the Lord God spoken. It shall be done on earth as in heaven.